Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. And today's devotional, Resurrection and Post-Traumatic Growth. Today is day 6 of our journey into the resurrection. And we uncover how resurrection power produces growth even after the trauma. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. Isaiah 35:10. The disciples, after their moment of trauma, they went from paralyzed by fear to preaching boldly in the streets. In psychology, this is called post-traumatic growth. In other words, you are emerging stronger after the moment of suffering. The resurrection proves that our deepest sorrows can produce our greatest strength. Pain is not wasted, it is transformed. That energy called pain now works in your favor. So God turns mourning into dancing, despair into joy, weakness into boldness. Resurrection doesn't just heal trauma, it uses it as the soil for greater purpose. That is so important for us to know, that the tomb was empty so that we understand that when those moments come, when death tried to fill in that place, resurrection removes death immediately. Let's pray. Lord, today, turn my pain into purpose. Let the power of your resurrection be a reminder. Let it transform my sorrows into strength and my grief into joy. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Tomorrow, day 7, we will be exploring resurrection as hope orientation. This is how it rewires us, right, to expect God's intervention. Be blessed and be encouraged. Bye-bye.